attempt from going, well, maybe this guy can do it, to know he can do it.
19 in this end. Oh, my goodness. Helmets out, balls out, and a penalty flag comes flying in.
Helmet-to-helmet hits are just part of tackling. Just watch the way he goes to the ground. He doesn't move.
That does it, folks. Not sure if Ray Price will remember this. Concussions like that tend to stay with you far into the postseason.
This just in, a gold Ferrari is heading southbound on I-85. Former running back Ray Price shows no signs of stopping anytime soon as he leads police on a chase of over 10 miles.
CTE, what? They try to say I'm crazy, boy.
How do I go give it?
CTE, what? And I got shot. So myself.
All praise to the Most High. All praise to the Most High.
I just want to talk. I just want to talk, man.
No, get away from my door.
Leo. I swear to God, I just want to talk.
What the f*** are you doing?
Open this.
Hey, get your shit going to my room.
I can't. I'm on my phone right now.
See, what's up? Hey, get your shit going to my room.
Hold on. Who is you talking to?
Hey, wasn't nobody talking to
Who
you anyway.
Ray?
Get the fuck out of my house, bitch. Get the fuck out of my house.
Ray Price, what's your favorite play of all time?
Shit, keep it real with you, folks. I don't even remember. I don't remember nothing. I just play football.
Hey, Ray, over here, with the number of concussions you've suffered this season, do you have any concern over your long-term mental health?
No more questions.
We're going to cut this presser. I ride it like a jet ski.
Man, so if you're just tuning in, we've got Tory Lowe on the show, and we were talking about the Drewski skit that some didn't find funny and some others thought was hilarious, right? You got him portraying this football player that is clearly suffering from CTE. And we were just talking about, is it funny or is it one of those things where it gives you that laughing but very serious moment, which I think Tory Lowe and myself, we agree that it's one of those videos that it's not necessarily look at those stupid football players or laughing at the situation, but it's very much holding a mirror to the football world, like, yo, this is what's going on. And sometimes that's what really gets people talking about a real situation.
Well, I'll say this, you know, I didn't laugh at this. I just thought it was, I definitely saw it was sensitive because it, the one where he was trying to be a streamer, that's Adrian Broner.
Yeah, that's
like he's taking different things and putting it into one idea.
Like different sports.
Right, but it's coming from a real, a lot of those skits are from real instances, but, you know, the name is Ray Rice, but the other instances are from different people that have brain damage or could potentially have from boxing, from different other sports. So I think that he kind of combined it all into the skit. But at the end of the day, it is extra sensitive to watch. But every skit, I knew exactly what he was, where he got it from.
Didn't you play football?
Because I played some football of that, too, like if you're on TikTok. If you're on TikTok, you'll see Antonio Brown on there all the time now. Like, he's on there morning, noon, and night, and he's also trying to become a streamer. And a lot of these situations are very real situations.
Right.
And I laughed at it because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like laughing but very serious. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I've seen some of like...
I think Drewski's generation, they just know his comedy.
Yeah, at this point.
You know, I think I remember when I was coming up and a lot of people thought that Eddie Murphy was offensive, you know, because he was talking about, you know, a lot of different things. They thought David Chappelle was offensive toward trans people. Like, I think good comedy, some people will see the the comedy in it, and some people going to get offended at a high level. So that he's no different from the other people that came before him with the controversy. I think that he's just doing it right now in 2026.
Yeah. And then I do want to point out, too, that it's one of those things where somebody mentioned, like, oh, you don't see them making fun of AIDS. And I'm like, when Magic Johnson got AIDS, you definitely seen some comedians saying stuff like that. Didn't one of them say, like, if you see a mosquito at Magic Johnson house, you better leave or something like that? Like, it, like, people, like, people do make fun
That's
of things
crazy.
Like that.
That's so crazy.
They did. Like, it's wow. Like, look, and you over there
well,
cackling.
Magic Johnson,
brother,
hey,
ain't right.
You can live through anything if Magic,
hey,
made,
Magic
it.
Made it.
Hey.
Hello. So it's just one of those things, too, where sometimes comedy, people don't think that deeply into stuff until somebody's like giving it to you in a lighthearted way or in a way that it causes people to speak. I genuinely feel like sometimes that's needed because even today, there's not a lot of young people that know what CTE is. A lot of people don't understand the effects that being hit that many times can cause on a person. They just think like, oh, these football players be tripping. They don't understand like there's underlying issues. So for somebody as big as Drewski to even make a skit about it, ultimately, like I said, in a joking way, is getting 13 million people to look at it and be like, wait, what is this? What is CTE? Why is everybody in the comments arguing or talking about whatever this is? And maybe it pushes a bigger conversation forward for the league to look at the culture itself, you know?
Well, I'll say this, you know, when it's at this level, both things can be true at the same time. Some people looked at it as a skit. Some people looked at it as, hey, like maybe we need to do more. And I think the NFL has done more. I think Will Smith, like DJ Brother Z said, Will Smith did a movie about this condition that was happening and the fight, the doctor that, you know, that tried to bring attention to it. And I think that right now what is going to happen is some people are going to get offended, but then at the same time they get to have the conversation about it. And I think that many times when you can have a conversation about something, change can come as well. Let's see what happens.
For sure. Man, let's see what happens. And like I said, it's one of those things where it could be interpreted as criticism of the system. And I do feel like you can intend to expose something and still hurt people that's living through it. So I do understand like those other athletes coming out and being like, yo, like I got family and friends that went through this. And it's just opening the door for a larger conversation, I think. But yeah. Give us a call, 833-212-1017, and let us know if you think Drewski crossed the line. I'm going to read some of the – okay, Tori, I'm going to have you go ahead and kick it to the chat for us.
Oh, the chat. Okay, well, Truth Nation, y'all already know how we get down. What do we got in the chat? I see Not Really a City Girl salute. Reggio in the chat. Enlightenment is in the chat. Who else is in the chat? Guru in the chat. Like I said, we got somebody in the chat that says, where is it at? Drewski is in his way, bringing awareness and stirring up needed conversations. It's not always cute, but it's necessary. Not Really a City Girl tapping in. How you doing, girl? You go, girl.
Yeah, it's just the way that he's going to do it. Like, if he's going to bring awareness about the situation, he's going to make a skit about it. And maybe that's just his way of being like, look, we gotta remember that this is a real thing. And with this season coming up, we gotta watch out for these concussions and all that.
Perfectly timed.
Because doesn't the season start when?
They just did. Look, that's y'all ball game. When the season starts.
I'm asking Tori.
The season preseason is going on right now. The season will be here in the next I think the end of preseason was like this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, so we about to get into
balling.
The regular season.
We balling.
Just don't get CTE. Yeah. And I think they said they just did like a study on it like yesterday on CTE or the day before he dropped the skit. And then you've got all of this stuff going on with like just a lot of drama involved in football. So it's perfectly timed. Definitely perfectly timed. And true comedic timing is always on time. You know what I'm saying? And like Not Really a City Girl said, it's one of those things where like it opens the door to an uncomfortable conversation. Enlightenment said that it's super insensitive. It can feel insensitive, but it's getting us talking. It's getting us talking.
And I don't think we would even discuss it. I know during the games, yeah, they have concussion protocols now, where if a player is seeming to have a concussion, they have to go into concussion protocol until they actually are, you know, the doctors clear them, they can't come back and play. So, and then I also see that they got this different, some of these players are wearing this different padding, this extra padding on top of the helmet.
I think it's called like an angel pad or something.
Yeah, so they're trying to do certain things, but the collision, when you playing football, in anything involving tackling, boxing, sports that...
Wrestling.
Contact sports, UFC.
Yeah.
Like, it can happen. So, like I said, right now, some people are having a real serious discussion about the brain damage things that go on with athletes right now because of this skit. But there are some people that are offended because it's nothing to joke about. They feel like, hey, this is just one of those topics that we got to make sure that we look into, but we don't make fun of those that are going through this type of... I can see both sides.
For sure, for sure. And like I said, it's one of those things where, like, I feel like up until that Will Smith movie and even a little bit after that, people really didn't know what was happening. People weren't having those conversations. It still isn't, I feel like, as publicized as it should be, and it's not as known as it should be what's going on. And they are doing certain things to try to, like, lessen the blows, like wear those helmets. But I also think even those helmets are, like, something that the players have to opt in. Like, it's not required. And then I feel like as far as these players go, a lot of them start playing in kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of this stuff, like, is just from a long history of taking these hits. And, like, I think if we're talking, like, just NFL, we should probably be talking college football, high school football, middle school football, and protecting the kids before they even get to that level.
Well, I just seen a video of a man who was doing Little League, went out and tripped a kid.
Man.
He's like,
come on. Hey, listen.
What's going on?
That's literally on my list to talk about today.
That was crazy, you know. And I think that now, you know, we're living in times where people, you know, the social media, you know, people believe that they can get out here and do anything, you know, until they get caught or until they go to jail. Now the reality kick in, but... You know, we're living in different times, and a lot of these narratives and ideas are pushed through social media and things like that. And people, you know, forget that there are rules and regulations.
And real life consequences.
Real life consequences to your actions.
People think they living online, and they not. This is the real world. You're going to have to pay for some of those actions.
Yeah, and so the coach was on the news.
Curly Q said, was he making fun of a DV issue too? I don't find Drewski funny at all. I think he was in awe making fun of, or in a way, making fun of bringing light to the situations that a lot of these football players find themselves in after suffering a bunch of concussions and having CTE. CTE right now is something that can't even be really diagnosed until after a player has unfortunately passed away, but there are telltale signs leading up to their passing that something's not right. You start off a regular kid playing football, and then he's basically showing the trajectory of a lot of these players. Like, they end up in domestic violence situations. They end up doing odd things that most people would question, like, well, why, if you're a football player, why are you rapping? Why are you streaming 24/7? Why are you kicking in this door? So I think he's bringing light to a situation, but at the same time, using his comedy style to do it, and not a lot of people understand, as we see in the chat. You got some people like, hey, he doing what he do best. He bringing light to a situation and making us laugh. And some people are like, that's super offensive. Enlightenment 95 is saying that right now. We all know the pros and cons to football. It's what comes with it if you're planning to get into it. Why make a joke? The thing is, I don't think we all know that.
And I think I saw an article on Amon Green, who was suffering from Parkinson's right now. And like I said, you know, this is why they get paid a lot of money, because they're putting their bodies in a situation where they may not function after this career is over with. Their body may not function correctly. And you talk about some of the best well-tuned athletes to get in the league. But when they get out of the league, some of them are, you know, physically, mentally, broken down due to the activities of the bodies, the legs, the limbs, the brain, may be shot.
And honestly, like, listen, and that's why I don't enjoy watching football. I don't want to say that out loud because I know Milwaukee don't play about it. I don't enjoy it because I think about that. I think I know too. Like, when you know too much about something, you care too much about something.
It's definitely a gladiator sport. It's definitely a gladiator sport.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
don't they say it's like getting hit in like a small car accident or something?
By a car, yeah.
Hey, I used to put people, I used to hit people so hard.
You seen one of them football players?
I used to play. I love the game of football. Got me off the block.
But I met him. But I just feel like it's one of those things where they also should be taken care of after the sport is done, and I don't feel like they do a good job of taking care of them afterwards too. And I think that concerns me as well. But man, thank you so much, Tori.
Hey,
I know you got to get going.
Hey,
I appreciate
it. I got to get head over and finish a couple stories. Check out WTMJ.com. Tori Lowe, I got about 13 stories up already, so it's a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool for the community. Check it out. Salute to Zeta Shay in the chat. Who else I saw in the chat that sent a shout out? Zeta Shay, Sir Chance in the chat. Salute, 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 and everybody that followed Tori Lowe. I appreciate you. All right, look, Shannon, powerful. Salute to you. I love what you and Ray Nitti are doing. I appreciate all the things that you are bringing to the airwaves and continue to do great work. Hey, look, when y'all come back, maybe Shannon will continue with more conversation right here on 1017 The Truth. Stay locked in.
Don't matter, man.
Cheese it. Green Bay, got green and yellow blood in my DNA. Yeah, I'm more than a fan, I'm a teammate. How that victory tastes like cheesecake. Okay, this is my special op song. This for all the teams we gon' stomp on. We outside, hope you outgone. You're not scoring and undefeated, you're not gone. This is Lambeau Field, yeah. All facts, no feels, yeah. My team got a lot of history, a lot of owners, a lot of stock certificates. And right now, I present to you the new rival jersey, and how fittingly. Cheeseheads.
What's up? It's your girl, Maybe Shannon, and you are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. All right, this is the lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. We got Brother Z holding it down on production and sound. We just interviewed Tori Lowe, Milwaukee's own Tori Lowe. We had him stay for a little bit, and we got into a conversation about Drewski's most recent skit, where he seemed to be talking about CTE and its effects in this skit. He depicted himself as a football player that took a really hard hit, and then you kind of watched the trajectory of that player's life move on to where he's looking like he's in a DV incident with a girl. Then it looks like he's trying to become a streamer. It looks like he's in a high-speed chase. He's having all these issues, and then in the end, they're asking him questions about all these concussions he suffered. He doesn't seem to be able to answer the questions effectively, and the people around him kind of brush him off the stage, right? And we got into the conversation of, did Drewski go too far, right? Is it just not funny? And the chat seems to be torn on that. You got some people that are like, hey, he did it in true Drewski fashion, and it's funny. It's funny, but it's serious, and it's sparking some conversation. I want to hear from you guys. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial if you want to join the conversation. We're going to get into this a little bit more. I'm happy to hear from anybody that has a take on this. So what CTE is, it's a progressive brain disease associated with repeated impacts to the head. We're not simply saying one concussion automatically equals CTE. Researchers are especially concerned about the repeated head impacts over time. That's why I mentioned the concern needs to start far before these boys are men in these leagues, because it's reported that it is repeated hits over time that makes the difference.
And I feel like some of these players have been playing football since they were like 11.
Man, probably like even earlier. Football. It starts so young. Yeah, so it starts really, really young, and that's why I said it's so important that...
Is it 9?
They protect them young. I'm not sure what age it starts, but I know if I had a son, he would definitely not. That'd be a no-go. I think, and I look, I got my own take on that too. I ain't gonna start, but personally, I'm like I said, I'm not a sports person, but I do know enough to know it ain't safe. And I have seen enough to feel like,
wait, sports in general or football?
I don't sports. I go to sports games. I like sports people. But you know, I don't watch it too much unless, you know, box seats, you know, courtside. Anyways, that's what we talk about.
No. Oh, okay.
Rich gang.
Never mind. I
mean, I'm playing. Let me right. Stop
you,
playing
you, just, you just go to sports events. Let me stop.
I just show up. I'll be like, go team. Yeah. Never do mind, it. Y'all. Good job.
It's maybe Shannon, not Shannon. It's maybe
y'all
Shannon.
Be getting Shannon when I show up to work, but it's maybe Shannon off the clock, yeah, y'all. Yeah, come on now.
No, it's that heat wave out there. It was what, 115? Yeah, no. And y'all got a football team out there? Yeah, no, playing football in 115 degree heat, getting tackled like
come
that.
Come on now.
I got a four screen on the TV in here. And there's football on right now. It's Pittsburgh versus the Buffalo Bills. I don't know when this is from, but like,
yeah,
I'm just looking at this now. Imagine doing that in 115 degree heat. No,
crazy.
Thank you.
And we got the Raiders. Y'all know what they hit. You know what? Let me shut up because I'm here in
Wait,
Vegas.
What?
Y'all, look, somebody gonna tackle me. We have the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders.
But what? Oh, never mind. I get it.
I was gonna say. So might as well say it. I don't know that man, but I know people that know people that know people. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, Josh Jacobs came from the Raiders and he played for the Green Bay Packers, and news just broke what a few days ago, didn't he just?
Yeah.
So anyways, back to C2E. And worse to worse, sir. So
that's a whole different
like we were saying, whole different conversation. We could talk off air. But anywho, like we were saying, I think the problem starts really young, and they need to start doing preventative work instead of worried about what they're doing when they go to the NFL, because I think the problem's long gone once they get to that point. Like I was reading, currently CTE can only be definitively diagnosed after death through examination of the brain tissue. So there's not even a point in life where somebody can be like, okay, you're developing this. We need to stop. We need to pause. We need to do what we can to get you on the right path. So it's not until after these players completely crash out, pass away, and donate their brains to science that it can be like for sure that they have CTE, right? Because like I said, most of the time we're seeing these things happen. We're seeing the change in these players. We're seeing them make decisions somebody with a normal brain just would not make. And a lot of times these families, like I saw this woman on TikTok that is married to a former NFL player, and she talked about how the NFL doesn't really help after they're out of the league. There's really no resources for them. And the family is left to deal with so much. I think now maybe they're starting to do something because, like I said, the heat is on. A lot of times people weren't talking about this. That's why you said they're getting sued.
They're getting sued.
So now they're probably going to start doing something and putting plans in action for these players, because you have to think families are left to pick up the pieces after the game is over. They're not in the league no more. Now they dealing with, why is this man kicking down doors? Why does he think he's going to be a rapper tomorrow? Why is he on a high speed chase? Why? And a lot of times, like, sadly, this results in homicide and suicide. You have so many reports of football players specifically that commit violent crimes or end up taking their lives because they can't live like that no more. So it's super important, like I said, to do preventative work instead of being like, okay, well, they got it, now what? Because you can't even confirm for sure that they have it until they're dead still to this day. So, like I said, recent research involving deceased former NFL player has again shown just how serious the concern is. So whether you thought Drewski's video was funny or not, the underlying condition he's joking about is absolutely real. And that's exactly where we had the conversation about intent and impact. So if you guys want to get in on this conversation again, call us 833-212-1017. Make sure you guys join our chat. We are at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Join the chat. The cousins is active today. They talking and they chiming in. RC Creation said, the thing is, given the consequences, most men will still volunteer to play the game of football or boxing. Testosterone. It's true, but that's why these conversations...
And that check, they paying them. That money talk. That money talk.
I take a hit for $1 million.
Little small car accident for what? $2 million?
Look.
So that's what? $500,000 tax maybe or something? Maybe a little more? Okay, bet.
Right. And you gotta think, a lot of times this is life changing money for people, and like the conversation
that
I
was family. Generation money, generational wealth that we trying to get that we was cheated out of.
Hello.
Risking it for the
biscuit. And then you got to think too, a lot of times too, I feel like a lot of times the sports that are like safer, like basketball, the conversation ain't been had enough that like, in my eyes, it ain't a trench baby sport no more. You used to have basketball players coming out of high school and having a chance. You used to have them being scouted from the hood or different places. That's my take on it. But now you have to be in all these AAU sports. You have to do this. You have to do all this conditioning. You have to do all this traveling that a lot of people don't have access to. And I feel like football is one of those sports that are still accessible. Is there a reason behind that? I don't know. But that's just what I've seen. But listen, we don't go to break. Let me know what y'all think. 833-212-1017. Join the chat. It's going crazy right now. I'm going to read some more comments when we get back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. You're listening to The Lunch Break with Maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
At UW Credit Union, we have best-in-class technology and people-ology. Like if you lose your card, you can stop by in-branch for a same-day replacement. Or you can have a new one instantly issued to the app. So whether you prefer interacting with our snappy online interface or our in-person regular faces, UW Credit Union is always here for every you. And whichever you choose, it's the best of both worlds. Join today.
What's up, Milwaukee? You are listening to 101.7 The Truth. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. We are live at the American Family Insurance Studio in the 3rd Street Market Hall. We got Brother Z on production and sound. Listen, I got something on the menu. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. Your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. And that's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family Insurance helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at mfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Woo! We've been getting into some things, y'all. We got more on the menu, but we gonna get there. We gonna get there. Today, we had Tory Lowe on the show. If you guys missed that, head over to YouTube and run that back. That was a great interview. Happy Friday. Zay Touche said, good MF and Friday to everybody. I know that's right. Enlightenment 95 said, but is it awareness he's bringing or is he mocking those he does skits about? Huge difference. We're talking about the Drewski skit as well. Sir Chauncey said, Tory Lowe, what up? Shout out to Tory Lowe for dropping in. Man, we were having a great conversation about CTE, Drewski skit. Aaron is him said, I'm late to the chat, but the Mosquito Magic Johnson joke was legendary. Corey Holcomb. I told y'all somebody made a joke about it. They was like, you can't be making jokes about that.
Yeah, no, that was funny.
It's serious. AZ kind of serious too. But that's the way a lot of us, I feel like, face tough situations a lot of times, especially in our community. Y'all acting like we don't talk about race, family, trauma in a laughing matter sometimes just to get through it or just to kind of shed light on it. Like, man, that is happening, huh? It gives you them laughing but very serious moments that make you look back and really be like, you know what? Maybe we should talk about this more. Maybe I'm not alone. Sometimes it rips the Band-Aid off and makes it a little bit easier to talk about. G-Fam of 7 said, who is that talking? That's Brother Z. Brother Z, that's you. Say hi, Brother Z. No.
What's up? No.
Cuckoo. That's production and sound. He tap in all the time. Man, but let's get back to it. So, sticking to the topic of sports, even Tory Lowe brought this up. We're going to get into it because apparently, Cousins, some people think if their kid is playing football, they on the team too. That's what the families are thinking. And the truth of the matter is, no, you are not on the team just because your kid is on the team. All right? This week, right here in our area, a youth football game between two youth sports teams became something way bigger than football. The game was being played between, it was at Chase High School in Mount Pleasant. A 9-year-old Eagles player was running down the field during a play when a 41-year-old man, a parent, connected to the opposing team and reportedly stepped onto the field and intentionally stuck his leg out and he tripped the child. This is a grown man, y'all. 41 years old. We're going to go ahead and play this clip for y'all.
Parents at kids' sports can always be a little crazy. They'd be yelling and arguing and carrying on.
I'm a sucker, F. I know. I've seen a lot of it. But one parent at a youth football game in Mount Pleasant Saturday took it to a whole new level. Look at this video. This parent rushes the field during a play and trips a kid who looks like he's about to score a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Mount Pleasant police say this person was the father of a kid on the opposing team. Our Racine Kenosha reporter Ben Hansen talked with the coach of the kid who was tripped.
Like I said, I've been a part of football my whole life. I currently play for the Racine Raiders, and I'm obviously adults. I've seen fights at youth events. I've seen stuff happen, but I've never in my life seen a grown man come on the field and he was so committed and determined to hurt. He wanted to hurt him. He had nothing but intent.
Is the kid okay after the incident?
All my kids are special, but he's one of my kids that has a natural God-given ability. And it didn't surprise me that he got up and he was ready to play again. He's a very soft-spoken kid. You won't know if he's happy or sad, but he's the hardest worker. Extremely talented. Yeah, he's a tough kid. He's doing fine.
Got a good coach behind him, too. That coach told Ben the Milwaukee team has banned the parent. Mount Pleasant police found him after he left the field. They gave him a citation for disorderly conduct. That is just ugly.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness. That fall that this kid took, man, that's insane. Right now, we are talking about the parent that ran onto the field and decided he wanted to get in the field with a 9-year-old, bro. That man was 41 years old. Parent of one of the kids on an opposing team. He decided, y'all ain't scoring no more. Ran on the field and tripped one of the players that was playing against his son. Sit with that for a second. A 41-year-old man decides, I'm going to run on the field and trip a 9-year-old. I personally think he should have been charged with assault. Child abuse, if you will. The fall that little boy took was crazy. He could have really hurt himself. You could have really injured somebody getting on the field and doing something like that. You are too big and grown to think that is ever okay. Anywho. The police say that he was the father of the player of the opposing team and reportedly upset over something that happened during the game. He later admitted that what he did was wrong and he was cited for disorderly conduct. Thankfully, the child wasn't seriously hurt and the Milwaukee team reportedly banned the parent. What are we doing? Y'all, listen, that... In what world is that normal or okay? If you think somebody made a dirty play against your child, talk to the coach, talk to the referee, talk to the league officials, talk to God. But for you to go on the field and trip a 9-year-old is insane. And if you really genuinely believe that your child is unsafe, pull them from the game. We've had enough. I've seen enough here. Because you need to be in jail. I don't understand how they just cited him. He needs to be in jail. Lock him up. Man. But it doesn't stop there because earlier this month in Tennessee, a 16-year-old girl named Addison ran onto a football field during her younger brother's middle school game, tackled a 13-year-old. I'm so tired of these people, man. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? She said she believed that the player was hurting her little brother. In football. Tackle football. Maybe your brother playing the wrong sport. Maybe he needs to be playing something else. Maybe he can play tennis. I don't know. Softball. I don't know.
Put him in ballet.
But if you feel like somebody's hurting your brother, I'm sorry.
Put him in ballet. You got twinkle toes.
Ballet. If you're nervous that somebody is hurting your brother in tackle football, maybe he shouldn't be playing football. I already said I wouldn't. If I had a son, my baby ain't playing no football. And if you feel like, oh, I can't stand to see my baby hurt, why are they in tackle football? We have questions. These are questions. She says she believed that the player was hurting her little brother. And I understand emotion. If you have a sibling, children, or somebody that you love, watching somebody hurt them, it can make you act quick. I mean, I used to be getting real riled up when my nephew be playing basketball. Like, who they think they talking to? Y'all should hear some of the stuff I say in the stands. And maybe I went a little too far. Like, cheap, you know what I'm saying? Broke all that. I mean, said everything. But to get in the field is crazy. We're going to be back after this break. Don't go anywhere. We are talking about parents and family members running on the field during high school games, during a 9-year-old's game. That's what we're talking about. Call us 833-212-1017. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. What's up? What's up, you guys? Milwaukee, you're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Maybe Shannon, and you are listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon, of course. Brother Z holding it down with the production and the sound. And I got something on the menu. Looking for a school where scholars thrive, teachers believe, and excellence is the expectation. Milwaukee College Prep is still enrolling scholars in grades K-3 through 8 for the upcoming school year. With 4 high-performing campuses, award-winning educators, and a proven track record of academic success, MCP is helping more than 2,000 Milwaukee scholars build brighter futures every day. Don't wait. Limited seats are available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com or you can call 414-264-6000. Milwaukee College Prep, excellence by design, futures without limits. Man, that was all right. That was all right. We just recapping right now. We started off the day by talking about my weekend or last weekday in Milwaukee. when I was at Mary Ryan Boys and Girls Club, hung out with the kids. They did their own commercials. That was nice. Y'all got to hear that. If you didn't get to hear it, go back and listen to the beginning of the episode. That was beautiful. Tory Lowe joined us. And we talked about his life and how he got into activism and what powerful and what he's doing today. We caught up with Tory Lowe. He also stayed around and we talked about Drewski's latest skit that's got the internet in shambles and got athletes talking, a lot of critics buzzing because he was talking about CTE. He did a skit basically showing the trajectory of a player's life after pretty much being hit really hard and having CTE and the effects of it, right? So he was poking fun at more or less, right? And it got us in the conversation. Is he just mocking these players or is he sparking a bigger conversation about CTE and what's going on? And then we segued into the conversation about youth sports. Yeah, we talked about how this week in Milwaukee, a 41-year-old man felt the need to get in the field with a 9-year-old.
Shannon, that was in Racine. Don't put that evil on Milwaukee. That was in Racine. Case school
it happened
is in Racine.
In Mount Pleasant, that's, but it was
yeah,
they
that's,
said he
yeah,
was
no,
from
that's,
Milwaukee.
That's, yeah, no, yeah, Mount Pleasant. Pff, that's,
so he that, a Racine?
Yeah.
Pff. We got to say a Racine father?
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Right, now, if I look up his address and it's Milwaukee. They said it's a Milwaukee team.
Well then I'm calling the feds because why is his address in Milwaukee and his son is playing for a Racine or Mount Pleasant team, huh? Exactly.
Zach said, "Don't put that. We going through enough right now."
No, exactly. They did that to Aisha Carr. I'm doing that
Milwaukee
to all of them.
Milwaukee is getting a lot of heat. We getting a lot of heat right now. So you know what we're gonna say? A Racine man. How about that? Racine? Somebody gonna call from Racine. Don't put that on us.
Look. No, that's Racine. That's how people in Racine act.
That's
they
Racine
know it.
Behavior.
They know it. Very Racine coded.
That's Racine behavior. So a Racine 41-year-old man got in the field with a 9-year-old. Not Milwaukee. Racine. A Racine man got in the field with a 9-year-old and he tripped him. You got it. And he tripped the little boy. And he was cited for, disorderly conduct. I personally feel like he should have went to jail. That's just me. Because that could have ended so badly. That's a baby. You are a grown man. And, if you see the video of that little boy taking a tumble, he fell so hard. His little body. Y'all are sick. Somebody need to check on his kids. He probably put his hands on kids. He'd probably fight them for you to just run out there and attack a child like that. Aaron is him said, coach acting like Pops pulled the blicky out on the field. He might as well had. Aaron is him also said, yeah, he needs to be locked up. He does. Because, how dangerous is that behavior, dude? RC Creations Muse said, hearing the story, I would have lost my whole little paycheck. Thought this would have been a white person for sure. I thought that too. RC, the thing is, given the consequence, we are getting back into what happened before with the Drewski skit. Man. But yeah, so we started talking about that. And then we talked about an incident that happened in Tennessee. I believe it was about a week ago. It wasn't too long ago that Addison, a 16-year-old girl, ran onto the field during her middle school brother's game. And she actually attacked this player. She was trying to fight this boy. And like I said, I know sometimes when things happen, you think quick and you're immediately like, oh, no, not my baby, not my brother. Hold on. But you have to understand, that is not permission for you to hop on, in the field with other players. Because had somebody turned around and beat that girl up, then it would have been a bigger problem. That's insane. And then, what made me mad about that specific situation, though, is that they, have interviews of her. What happened? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you had to run on the field and protect your brother. They're literally trying to angle her as the victim as if she's not a 16-year-old that ran on the field and attacked somebody. She did. Now, if that boy mama had came onto that field and dragged her, it would have been a whole bigger issue, right? It would have been positioned way different.
She would have been a problem.
Because I tell you what, you hop on that court and come in my nephew face. Might be a lockdown in place. You hear me? Come on now. Play with somebody else. Like, it's crazy to me how we talk about different situations. And like I said, the most troublesome part of that specific situation that came out of Tennessee was that she has interviews on the news positioning her as the victim, and they're not actually interviewing the actual victim. Really odd behavior.
Interesting.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
At least, right. At least old boy got a ticket, I guess. Even though both of them should be in jail. She needs to be in juvie. Or fight somebody mama. See how that work out for her. But anywho. Like I said, I know most people feel like if somebody hurts my kids, we don't care what the rules say, and we want to get active.
Yeah, that's what Big CC texted at 833-212-1017. They said that kid's parents should have went out there and kicked them in the balls.
Man, because ain't no way. And then, like, when you think of a 9-year-old, bro, like, and I feel so bad because what if the parents just weren't there for that game or whatever? I know the parents like, bro, if I was there, and if they was there, it probably would have turned ugly. I don't know if they was there or not. And it just sucks, too, because for a 9-year-old to be victim of something like that, that's traumatizing. Like, can you imagine? You're just trying to play peewee football.
It could be, but the way that the coach described that player to be, it sounds like it could be the start of his origin story. Like he's about to turn into a mean dude after this. He's about to be like, all right, ain't nobody tripping me ever again. I'm running hurdles. I'm jumping. I'm
be too fast.
Yeah, you ain't catching me. What?
41,
CTE. CTE. I'm jumping over that too. CTE can't even trip me the way that I'm about to be training. What, you tripping me? All right.
Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that. I feel you. But I just hate, like, I'm such a mom, though. Like, I'm like, oh, my goodness, the baby. Because even when the coach was like, you know, you'll never know if he's happy or sad. You don't know what that boy going through. You're going to get your big grown self out there and trip that baby. Somebody ought to run you over with a Lime scooter. I don't know. I'm still thinking. The jury's still out on what his punishment should be. But jail is the start. Man. Youth sports are supposed to teach teamwork, discipline, and emotional regulation, winning with humility and losing with grace. How are we teaching these students and children emotional control when the adults in the stands can't control themselves?
That part.
Come on now. We need to emotionally regulate ourselves. But before we go, I got a message for y'all. I don't want y'all to go anywhere just yet. Because we got one thing left on the menu. Are your finances low? Your mindset off track? Or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate. Helping you take the next step toward building a better future, y'all. Don't miss that. Tap in with us. Y'all been rocking with me all week. I've been flying solo. It's been a good week, y'all.
You did a great job all week.
We missed our dog, Ray. I'm sorry?
I said you did a great job all week, too.
Y'all heard him. One more time. No, I'm just saying.
You did a great job all week, Shannon.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. We got a great lineup for y'all, man. Tap in with us. Call us 833-212-1017. We got Homer Blow on the Grapevine. Y'all don't want to miss that. If y'all want to watch us live in studio, that's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Thank you guys for rocking with me. We're going to be back same time, same place next week, 12 to 2. The Lunch Break Crew. Don't go anywhere, y'all.